Chicago after a new federal indictment from New York, accused again of sex crimes, but also of obstruction of justice. Prosecutors say Kelly paid off an underage accuser and her family to deny it was her in the sex tape at the center of a 2008 pornography trial that ended with an acquittal. This is Fox News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Trump confirming that deportation raids he delayed last month will begin on Sunday, even as Democrats continue to criticize his administration's immigration policies.
This is a manufactured crisis because there is no need for us to do this.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of several members testifying under oath at a House hearing on conditions at migrant detention centers they visited recently.
And what was worse about this, Mr. Chairman, was the fact that there were American flags hanging all over these facilities, that children being separated from their parents in front of an American flag.
Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs.
We do not get anywhere by blaming the people who are doing their best to help these people. We need to look in the mirror. We need to make the changes.
Some also criticizing the Democratic Committee chairman for holding the hearings so close to the August recess, when hearings related to the Russia probe were held soon after Democrats took back the House in January. Two automakers team up to work on self-driving cars.
Ford has announced a new partnership with Volkswagen on self-driving car technology. Ford Chief Executive Officer Jim Hackett.
Ford and VW could have partnered with anyone. Everyone was after us. But we both chose Argo. And together we're on a path to create the industry's leading autonomous vehicle platform.
VW will invest more than $2.5 billion in Argo AI, a Pittsburgh-based autonomous car business mostly owned by Ford. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Record territory again today on Wall Street. The S&P up over 3,000. The Dow right now is up 156 points, topping 27,200. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, I'm Michael Shouse, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. And thankfully, the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins, we held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Kevin Wall as he always gets live and local in these 2 hours each and every day. I'm happy to fill in for him while he's on vacation, but don't worry, Monday he comes back, same time, same place. You're listening to 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, in Las Vegas, as well as all throughout the state of Nevada. You've got 98.1 Talk Now in the Coachella Valley, 1400 AM KNNR, up north, Reno Sparks, Carson City, and 101.1 KPKK in the, and I had to prick this one, didn't I, Ashley? Armagosa. I think it's Armagosa. I can never say that. Armagosa Valley. Amargosa. Someone's going to call me from there and say, no, that's how you pronounce it. I welcome it. Because we've got a lot of calls, and again, this is Free for All Friday. I'm going to carry on Kevin's tradition. Also gives my voice a rest, my throat. 1-844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232 if you want to talk about whatever I've talked about, give comments. Just keep it on topic. But it is Free for All Friday. We'll take whatever you'd like to talk about. Let's go to some calls, shall we? Let's get Tom on line two. He's been waiting very patiently. Hi, Tom. It's Megan.
Hi, Megan. Good to talk to you. I was just telling your screener how much I appreciate the subject that you're covering. I feel like it's the most important subject that we have.
Thank you.
I think it's extremely important that we do not grant any kind of legal status to the existing illegal aliens here. And I was telling her how I've been trying to contact a couple of conservatives who I actually respect and listen to quite a bit, but recently they had guests on there. One was on the Tucker Carlson show, and he was outlining a plan that involved comprehensive immigration reform. And Tucker knows or should know that comprehensive immigration reform is Democrat speak for legal status.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Tucker had some footage out there of various people making their comments about this subject, and one of them was Jorge Ramos, and he said in no uncertain terms that comprehensive immigration reform means amnesty. And also, the Ledger fellow from the Daily Ledger, I don't know his first name.
I think
but
it's
he had
Grant,
a guest
yes.
on there. Pardon me?
I think it's Grant. Grant Ledger. Nonetheless.
Grant Ledger?
I think so, but go ahead.
Anyway. Another fellow who I've been listening to, I have him on automatic record, had him on automatic record. I took him off because of this, but he had a guest on that was outlining a guest worker program, a rehash of an old guest worker program that involved all of the existing illegal aliens in this country being able to take part in. And Mr. Ledger said he thought that was a wonderful idea. And Tucker says... he hoped that that guest of his that was outlining a comprehensive immigration reform, he said, I hope you get that done. So I hope that you're not in favor of comprehensive immigration reform / legal status. And I just appreciate you. And I'm going to try to catch you now that I've heard you for the first time. I'm going to try to catch you on other shows. But I just wanted to... make those points.
Well, I appreciate your call, Tom. Thank you so much. And yeah, if you just go to ReaganBabe.com, you can see a little thing called podcasts. You can click on that, listen to my voice. But each and every Tuesday, I'm on with Wayne Allen Root, so you don't have to turn that dial. But yeah, all my information is on my website. What is comprehensive immigration reform? That basically means that we've kicked the can down the road and we've allowed this problem to metastasize into a full-blown cancer. You know, like I said, Nancy Pelosi was talking about, you know, the 11 million. It's not like we're going to deport 11 million people. Well, A, why not? But B, it's not 11 million. It's not 11 million. And let's not fool ourselves either. I'm sure that there are some Democrats that listen to this show and welcome to the show. I hope I rocked your world. There is some that will say, but, they're already here. They've already planted their seeds. You know, they're already contributing to the economy. I just outlined ITIN, where they've sucked $7.4 billion in child care tax credits, billions of dollars that could go to secure the border, billions of dollars that could take care of our vets, billions of dollars that could take care of our kids, our citizens. And so when now that we know, now that the jig is up, okay, because comprehensive immigration reform, as Tom pointed out, is just another euphemism for open borders. Because what message does that send if you legalize, what, the 15 million, the 20 million, the 25 million, the 30 million? I mean, all I know is that we pay about $135 billion a year in costs associated with people that have no legal right to be here. Now, is that outside the $7.4 billion of the child care tax credits? Yeah, probably. So let's just round it to $150 billion, shall we? How much should we be paying for people who have no legal right to be here? That's the question I have for Democrats. Is it $200 billion? Is it $250 billion? How many billions is it that we are forced to pay for people who knowingly and willingly broke our immigration laws? So if we send the message abroad, whether that's in Central America or Egypt or Pakistan or wherever they're coming from, because it's not just all brown, okay? That's what, you know, we've got Chinese illegal aliens, we've got a ton, Indonesians, Uzbekistanis. What kind of message does that send? If we say, you know what, we realize that the 20 million or the 25 million or the 30 million people, whatever that number is, we realize they broke our laws, but we're just going to award them with amnesty. You think that's a magnet? Do you think that's aiding and abetting? Do you think that's rolling out the red carpet to create just a bigger problem? The people that are talking about a comprehensive immigration reform are the same people that are responsible for the problem of illegal immigration. They tolerated it. They didn't enforce the laws. They had no interest in our sovereignty. They had no interest in our safety or security. All they were looking at was the bottom line and the corporate cronyism, the capitalist cronyism that was going on. The Koch brothers and others who wanted the cheap labor. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Mickey on line one. Mickey's been waiting patiently. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I know, you get that question a million times a day, I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I'm happy to be asked.
Well, I'm happy to have you on, let me tell you. I was calling because, well, I'm angry about that ALC's testimony to the committee about where the American flag was hung everywhere, and mm-hmm. they were doing these cruelties in front of the American flag. What flag does she expect to be hung there?
Thank you, Mickey.
This is America.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I heard that clip on the break and a little bit this morning, and unfortunately, we couldn't get any clips made. But I'm really glad that you brought that up, because here we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the socialist in power, wringing her hands, crocodile tears, in front of Congress, another committee today, you know, saying, and the worst part of it all is that the children are being detained under American flags. And you're exactly right.
Thank you. And, you know, the thing is, you know, these immigrants, these illegals, they cannot be legalized for one simple fact. ALC's down there, and she's breeding more discontent with America. So they're not going to be citizens that appreciate what we've done for them.
Well, and I, and yes, I mean, yeah, and you know what, the AOC comment related to the flags, when they came after, when they came, this is all incrementalism, Mickey, because the American flag is a target. It was the Confederate flag, then it was Confederate monuments, then it was the Betsy Ross flag, and you know that the American flag is coming because there are even school districts in San Francisco that will not allow the American flag to be displayed on a shirt in fear it will trigger or cause fear.
I know, it's so sad.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh. I still salute the flag when I see it. Last night I went to a friend's house, and his flag wasn't properly displayed. And I was leaving, and I noticed it. I texted him right away and said, fix your flag. How dare you?
Well, we need more of you, Mickey. I appreciate you. I appreciate your ears and your passion. So thank you for your call today. And you have a great
thank
weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, we've got our calls are just lining up, which I love because this is Free for All Friday. You can call 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. We'll take any topic you'd like to talk about. We've got Calvin on hold. We got Robert on hold. But you're just going to have to hold for a couple minutes more, guys, because we have to take this break to keep the lights on. This is Megan Barth filling in for the great Kevin Wall on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and thankfully the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government...
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk That Rocks.
And welcome back. All throughout the state of Nevada, you're listening to The Kevin Wall Show, live and local. If you're listening out of Las Vegas, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. That's my home base. Love Las Vegas. Love being here. Little hot today. Remember to drink plenty of water. I had a coughing attack on the couple breaks ago and, you know, the air conditioning and everything like that. So keep yourself well hydrated. It's supposed to get a little bit hotter and we're finally, I think, permanently above 105. Nice and balmy, right? We're taking your calls for the remainder of the show, and we will touch on another couple topics, but our phone lines are lighting up, which is great, because like Kevin always calls this on Friday. It's a free-for-all Friday, and so you can call toll-free 844-2-NEVADA. If you get the busy signal, that's 844-263-8232. If you get the busy signal, just hold on a bit and try back, because I think most of our lines are full. So I'm going to let Ashley take this incoming call. And what we're going to go to next is we're going to switch gears a little bit. I just sent out a huge thing of tweets, a whole line of tweets. If you'd like to go over to @ReaganBabe on Twitter, you'll see the I-10 article that I had referred to, which is just a massive tax fraud scam loophole that has been going on since 1996. I'd like to know what the bottom line of all that fraud we paid out of, especially when you've got 24,000 illegal aliens living at one address and they get $45 million in tax returns. You know, we cannot claim up to 20 dependents. Illegal aliens can. So I hope that this last hour that I dedicated to the show really perked your ears up. And even if you're a Democrat, because I really don't understand, and I was actually talking, this is a good segue, I was talking to my girlfriend who's a Bernie Sanders supporter, okay? And she lives up north. And she's a Bernie Sanders supporter, she claims, because she doesn't know any better, honestly. And she is an independent. She's not a registered Democrat. She's not a registered Republican. She swears up and down that she's an independent. And she and I can have very good conversations. Especially for the fact that many Bernie Sanders supporters hate Hillary Clinton. So she and I can rip Hillary over the coals on any day. But I said, Leslie, I said, tell me your thoughts about this. You just watched the debate. I said, your man Byrne raised his hand when he said that he would support having American citizens pay for illegal aliens' health care. And I knew that she had just gone through an insurance issue with the state-run health care program here. She doesn't equate the two as far as being a state-run program and having difficulties, but we're getting there. We're chipping away. And she's like, I couldn't believe it. She goes, you know, you saw the issues I had to go through with my insurance. And she goes, and now my friends in California, because of Gavin Newsom, she goes, many of whom are struggling to pay for their insurance, or many of whom who don't have insurance now have to pay for illegal aliens insurance. She's like, this is outrageous. And I would have to think that if you're a common sense person, even a registered Democrat or independent, Republican, you'd be against this. And like I said, if you're not outraged, then you're part of the problem. You're part of the clique, the seditionist clique, that wants to fundamentally transform this country. And I'm going to do everything I can to stop you. And that includes convincing those like independents and Democrats to come home and stand with the American people and stand for a secure border. Because when you look at the polls, you see that a majority of Americans, number one, want the census question added on citizenship. They want secure borders. This is a majority of Democrats too. So all this noise that we're hearing, we need to pay attention to, but realize that the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world are really only speaking to 30% of the public. It's not the majority. It is not the majority. It might be the majority in New York, and it might be the majority in California, and it might be the majority in Portland, Oregon, but it's not the majority in this country. It's not going to win electoral colleges. That's for damn sure. Let's take one quick call so we can clear up the line. Robert's been holding for a good amount of time. That's line three, Ash. Hi, Robert. It's Megan.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Very important is the fact, who is responsible for October 1st? I'm going to say it live. A federal lawsuit has already been filed. Here we go. It's James Murin. I used to live in the MGM. James Murin told security not to hassle the VIPs, not to check their bags, and if they do, they'll be fired. Many were fired. I tried to get a job there. He wouldn't let me. I wouldn't get a job because I was going to want to check the bags. Now, a lawsuit has been filed. Whose fault is it? It's James Murin's fault for deliberately ordering security not to do their job. A lawsuit has been filed. A criminal CIA agent who lived in the mansion suites in MGM robbed a realtor, a little Korean lady, for $1.2 million. Then he robbed her mother for $160,000, and they took the daughter's house, and they never paid her a dime. The lawsuit is on file. It's on record. The lawsuit is A1979-8012C, Department 4. A1979-8012C, Department 4. And what happened was James Murin used rogue, dirty...
Robert, sorry, we can't let you go on a diatribe there, okay, because I'm going to have to go to break here. You want to talk about the Las Vegas shooting. I'm glad that you shared that information. I'm sure many people will look up that lawsuit. I myself wrote it down. We'll take a look at it. I thank you for that. Interesting information. I have a lot of theories about the largest mass shooting in our country's history. And what I said yesterday, if you were listening, is I'm always surprised at how news doesn't make the national news if it comes out of Las Vegas. Even the largest mass shooting in our country's history was basically ignored by the mainstream media, with the exception of Tucker Carlson of dedicating, you know, one segment on each Friday to cover the shooting. But I think that there's a lot to uncover there, and I think the silence around this event speaks volumes. So I appreciate your call. Calvin and Gail, we'll get to you right after this break. Feel free to call in as well, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. It's free for all Friday, and this is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I'm so happy to be filling in for Kevin Wall. We'll be right back after this break on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
Fox Business Network, the major averages are higher, and wrapping up a record week as comments by Fed Chair Jerome Powell appear to all but guarantee that the central bank could cut interest rates as soon as later this month, which sparked a wave of money into stocks this week. And Ford and Volkswagen making it official today and announcing the expansion of their global collaboration as the two automakers deepen their alliance to develop electric and self-driving vehicles. Volkswagen has agreed to join Ford in investing in Argo AI, the autonomous vehicle platform company now valued at $7 billion. Both automakers say they will own a majority of the company. And United Airlines now says that the Boeing 737 MAX will stay off of its flight schedule until November 3rd, a month longer than previously planned. As a result, the carrier now expects to cancel more than 8,000 flights through October. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Tropical Storm Barry building toward hurricane strength as it presses toward the Gulf Coast. If it makes landfall as a Category 1.
Officials on the ground tell us it would be the first time in history that a hurricane has hit as the Mississippi River levels are still on the rise.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in New Orleans.
He has been a fantastic Secretary of Labor.
President Trump standing with Alex Acosta, who will step down a week from today after being criticized for how he'd handled a plea deal involving an underage sex trafficking ring about a decade ago. And in Philadelphia, a woman who left young kids in a car with its engine running while she visited their dad in a pizza restaurant, finding the car stolen, the dad giving chase, the carjacker beaten to death by the kid's father and bystanders when he got stuck in traffic. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And welcome back, Nevada. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall. This is Megan Barth filling in for Kevin today. He returns on Monday, same time, same place. If you're in Las Vegas, you're listening to 790 Talk Now, 98.1 Talk Now in the Coachella Valley. And I understand we had a caller from California, Tamara, was it? And I think we accidentally dropped you. So if you'd like to call back in, Tamara, I'd love to hear from you. I used to live in California for 20 years. And as Ashley was telling me, we can't blame all Californians for the problem. Oh, I know that girl. Would love to hear from you. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Again, this is Free for All Friday. So feel free to call in and talk about whatever topic you would like to talk about. I dedicated over an hour of the show to illegal immigration because, as I said, I think illegal immigration hits our pocketbooks in a much more subversive way, if you will. We don't necessarily see it. I mean, we see illegal immigration. We see what it does to economies. We see what it does to states, education systems, healthcare systems, et cetera. But it's hard to quantify. I mean, when our leaders that caused most of this problem can't tell us how many illegal aliens really live here illegally, then how do we know actually if the $136 billion number is right? What if it's $150 billion? I don't think really anyone knows, and I think that we need to have an accounting for it, because as Pew Research shows us, we vote with our pocketbooks. And our pocketbooks are the target of the communist, socialist, Marxist left. You will never be able to make more money, or you will never be able to make the money you want to make without a leftist with his hand in your pocketbook or your back pocket. Because the more money you make, the more money they're going to take. The progressive way. The progressive tax. Progressive. Do you really think, I mean, and I know, Tamara, maybe you're calling back in right now. We got another call coming in, and that's fine. But what is this progressive nonsense? It's just another euphemism for socialist.
as I said before, what is the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? When Hillary Clinton and Jar Jar, what's her name? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. When Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton were asked, what is the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? Back in 2016, they didn't have an answer. Well, now we got our answer. There is no light. There's no difference. It doesn't matter if they call it democratic socialism. Socialism is socialism. A democratic socialism is not kinder. It's not gentler. It is just, again, another euphemism to hide or to mask or whitewash their never-ending quest for more power and more money, and that money comes from you. And according to my estimations, we're bleeding money when it comes to taking care of other people who have no legal right to be here. And so the Cloward Piven strategy, which I started out at the beginning of this show, what is the Cloward Piven strategy? You overthrow the capitalist system, and you do so by creating a series of crises in order to stress the systems to the point of bankruptcy or failure. And that's what illegal immigration has done to our country. It's tearing it apart financially. And the Democrats are using illegal immigration as a political tool to, guess what? Guess what? Call you a racist. And again, this is my daily reminder twice today that illegal immigration is not a race. It is a crime. So we'll take some calls. We got to clear up some, what we got? Gail? No, let's go to Calvin. Calvin's been on line two. He's been waiting the longest. Hi, Calvin. It's Megan Barth. How are you?
How you doing, Megan?
Good, thanks.
Just to let you know, I hear what you're saying about the Democrats are doing all this and that. But we didn't get to this place by being Democrats supporting all these things that we're giving immigrants. Republicans and Democrats have done that. Now, if you want to create another party and call them Republicans, Democrats, and idiots, it's the idiots who are pushing these things. So don't just blame just the Democrats, because I'm a proud Democrat. And I choose to vote for whoever I want to vote for.
Good. Okay, Calvin.
But I don't have to support all these. I don't have to support all these stupid issues about giving our money away.
Okay, so Calvin, I got a question for you. And I did mention that earlier.
Yes.
I put the blame on illegal immigration, the problem that we're facing right now, on both parties. And yesterday I had mentioned I do think that that is one of the main reasons that Donald Calvin, you got a little wind going on. Are you outside?
I'm sorry.
No, that's.
So I'm in my car. I got the air conditioner.
Oh, you know what? Could you just point the vent just a little bit down away? I just hear some feedback.
And I just see it.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so
I see it.
Okay, great. Awesome. Yeah, I can tell the difference. Okay, so President Trump, I think one of the reasons that President Trump was elected was because of his stand on illegal immigration. I mean, you and I both heard build the wall, build the wall, build the wall. Are you one of the Democrats that voted for Trump? And there's no right answer here. I'm not going to come after you. Okay, okay.
No, I would never vote for Trump, not because of his policy. I think he's done some good things. I wouldn't vote for other issues that I don't want to go into because it would take you back to the 70s when he wouldn't allow blacks into the Atlantic City's casinos when him and his wife arrived. My cousin used to work there, and they had to leave the floor. But I don't want to rehash all that.
Okay.
My thing is that's just a personal issue for me.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is we don't even look to see what's going on. We have, if you live in Las Vegas like I do, go to the airport, see how many Somalis are working there that don't hardly speak English. Go to the hotel and see how many Russian women are cocktail waitresses who barely speak the English. Go to anywhere in Las Vegas and you see so many immigrants working here and they can't even hardly speak English. I don't care where they're from. But the issue is we're paying this money to their families. Back over in Russia, back over in Somalia, back in Mexico.
Right.
But we're only looking at the border, the South. We need to look all around America. And if you really want to put money to work, bring our soldiers home, put them on our borders all the way around America, and pay them for that. We service every country in the world but our own.
There you go. And so, Calvin, you really sound, I mean, I know you have this personal relationship or personal, rather, experience with Trump and your family, and we're not going to dig into that. But
yes.
President Trump was honored, actually, by Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Coalition for his work on behalf of Black Americans. And then when you look at the latest First Step Act, The First Step Act, which has Alice Johnson was one of the first recipients, a black woman that had received an enormously long prison sentence for a minor drug violation. She was one of the first released. Kim Kardashian kind of, you know, brought her to the forefront, if you will. You know, I hear what you're saying, and I hear that your personal history with him. Do you believe in something called evolving, or do you believe that a person can maybe change, or the times have changed and things have become?
Oh, yes. Okay. You know what?
So I'm glad you have an open mind.
Some of the policies.
Okay, right.
That's why
so,
I support some of his policies. I'm not stupid. I understand what he's doing for the economy. But there are personal issues like you asked me. I'm just telling you why I can't vote for him personally. That's a personal thing. But I'm not going to hold back the policies that he provides for America, because America needs to be first.
There you go. Well, I wish you were a Trump voter, because you certainly sound like one, Calvin, and we certainly welcome you home. I appreciate...
Let me tell you, that I could never do, because there's a lot more things. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, I'm going to support whoever I feel supports America. And, like, I've been on with Kevin many times. Uh-huh. I tell you right now, while we lost in Nevada, because you guys supported Dean Heller, if you had let Danny Tarkanian run... Danny Tarkanian would have swept that board, and I told them back then, before the election, that when Danny backed down, that was the biggest mistake Nevada ever made. But they don't listen to a Democrat. But I tell you, this is one who understands politics. I was a cop in Las Vegas for 30 years. I've seen how the immigrants have come in here, gang members, because I used to work with the gang unit. But I'm going to tell you right now, we defeat ourselves by going after issues that are personal and overlook so many things that are killing us in Nevada.
There you go. I hear you, Calvin. I appreciate your ears. Call back anytime. You have a great weekend, okay? How many minutes we got, Ashley? Got time for one more? Yeah, we're going to take another caller. We've got Gail has been waiting so patiently. Hi, Gail. You're on line one.
Hi. You're a true patriot and a great American, I must say.
Thanks,
what we have now, of course, at the borders are Central American parents and others sending their unwanted or excess children and abandoning them at our borders for American taxpayers to take care of. This has to stop. We had Andy Biggs of Arizona with a bill to stop the cash and release program. And did Paul Ryan put this up for vote? No. We had Steve King of Iowa have a order to stop birthright citizenship. We had the last year for which statistics are available, more children are born from illegal aliens than were born to American citizens. Now, what's happening in the schools? I was an inspector in 7 states, and there was one theme that came through in all of the schools and classrooms that I visited. I hate to say it, but the unruliness and the disruptive behavior of the foreign nationals are just ruining education for American school children. It's just shameful what is going on.
Oh, Galthic, thank you for your call. I appreciate your comments. And one thing I will mention about the school system, which I mentioned yesterday and I'll repeat today, is that the second, and it goes to Calvin's point, the second largest spoken language in the Nashville Metro School District is Arabic. It's Arabic. First.
Wow.
Yeah, first. So.
Yes, and one of the person who killed the 49 people in the Florida nightclub, he was exhibited disruptive behavior, not only in Westbury, Long Island, New York, but then he moved to St. Lucie, Florida. And the same thing is happening with the illegal aliens, the disruptive behavior in every state from Kentucky to Maine, you name it. It's ruining education for American school children. And what are our politicians doing? They're turning their backs on the issue and not doing anything. And the Democrats, of course, are the most at fault. But Republicans, when they are led by people like Paul Ryan and others, or right. Mitt Romney, et cetera, who don't care about American citizens, that this is what's going on. We pay taxes, but they care more about illegal aliens who are disrespecting our laws and throwing rocks and things at our border patrol.
Well, thank you so much, Gail. I appreciate your call and your insight. Always welcome to call back the show. And folks, we've got a couple more on hold, but you're going to have to hold. It looks like Harry and Ben, don't hold. You're not going to hold too long, but we just have to take a quick break to keep the lights and the air on in this 108-degree heat. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the marketplace, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And
And welcome back, Nevada. You are listening to The Kevin Wall Show, live and local. If you're listening in Las Vegas, we're on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. We had some callers call during the break wanting to know how to reach out to me, how to get a hold of me. You can go to my website, ReaganBabe.com, and just hit on the contact button, and that will directly send me an email to ReaganBabe@ProtonMail.com. I like the encrypted email. Not a huge Gmail fan. I use Gmail for spam. I use it for some personal correspondence. But big tech is big brother, you know? I mean, we had this social media conference that happened, was it yesterday or the day before? These days are just running together. Yesterday or the day before, and I don't know if you guys saw this, but a near brawl broke out between the mainstream media, a punk from CNN who's also a Playboy reporter. I mean, really, does anybody read the articles in Playboy? What is he reporting on exactly? So a Playboy reporter basically starts harassing the attendees in the Rose Garden. So this classless punk, this CNN Playboy reporter, starts harassing the attendees in the Rose Garden, saying that they looked like they were waiting to be possessed by demons or something. I don't know if the guy was drunk, but Sebastian Gorka got up in this guy's face and said, "You're not a journalist, you're a punk." And Jim, who goes by Uncle Jimbo on Twitter, I think it's Jim Hansen, if I'm not mistaken, basically said, you know, he could kick, meaning Sebastian Gorka could kick your, you know what. So David Frum, that moderate piece of waste of human flesh, he says, well, of course, you know, in the Rose Garden, it was an attack for and it was a call for violence on the free press. Yeah, right. Well, maybe if we weren't being heckled by the mainstream media, because that's what they are, hecklers. They're all in the tank, as we all know. And that's why I love this radio. That's why I love the radio wave. Some people call it boomer radio. I really don't care. I'm not a boomer. But you know what I love about radio is that these airwaves cannot be manipulated by the tech overlords. There's no algorithms that they can manipulate or suppress or change. All you got is raw, unfiltered. It's my own filter that I put on here coming through this mic. And I can't use the words that I wouldn't use in front of my grandma. That's the old phrase in radio. You can't use words like swear words that you wouldn't use in front of your grandma. And I'm like, well, you've never met my grandma. But let's take your calls. We're going to finish out these 2 hours, believe it or not, already went by. We're going to finish out with your calls. We don't have room for any more, but you guys blew it up. And I really appreciate each and every one of your calls, because I know I'm blowing up the mic if you're blowing up the lines. So let's go to who we got. Who's the longest? Harry. And then we're going to definitely get to Cassius, because I missed Cassius yesterday. So Harry on line three. Hey, Harry. Oh, okay. Let's go to Ben on line two. I somehow missed Harry. Oh, hi,
you,
Ben.
Megan.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you're addressing this situation here with the illegal immigration.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm really glad you're addressing this situation, because I believe as many as 95% of the American people have absolutely no idea what this is costing them.
That's right.
A lot of people vote their pocket, which is wrong, but it's reality.
That's right.
One thing that really concerns me is I'm a Trump supporter and voter, but I really don't feel as though he's made his case on immigration. I think he needs to show the American people exactly what it's costing them, whether he has to come out with some charts or have
I'll even take the Karl Rove whiteboard, okay, at this point. I'll take the Karl Rove whiteboard. I want some bullet points. I want to say we spend this much money on education or healthcare or incarceration or entitlements or tax refunds or all of the above. I want a listing. That's how we do a budget in our own homes. And Trump's aware of this. He knows P&L statements. You know, he's been a developer. He's been a businessman for decades. He understands that numbers don't lie. Politicians do. And I wholeheartedly agree with you, Ben.
I live around the corner from a school, and when you go by there at 15-mile-an-hour speed limit, you can look over in the schoolyard and see a lot of these kids aren't from here. They've diluted the school system. If I had a child in school today, I'd yank them out and homeschool them.
Well, Ben, thank you for your call. I'm going to get to Cassius because I couldn't get to Cassius yesterday. He'll be our final caller of the day. Cassius, I appreciate your patience and your call back. This is Megan.
Yes, Megan, thank you. I have said this in the past. I think you agree. Immigration is and always has been, since the inception of this great country, a public policy issue. It is not a religious issue. It is not a bleeding heart issue. It is not we have to do the right thing issue. It is strictly what the American people, the electorate, decide when and whom they're going to let in here in terms of numbers, in terms of where they come from, whether they're men, children, or indifferent. And we have been told for the last, since 1965, but really since the last 4 or 5 years, that you are immoral. You are completely evil and oppressive if you do not agree with the massive amounts, the flooding of immigrants from third world countries, the peasant class that we are allowing in here now. And the problem is that because they have made it a moral question, and we can talk about the economic issues about that. We can talk about the crime and so forth. But I think that the foremost and overarching problem with this massive third world immigration from all over the world is that they are changing our culture. They are changing the unique structure and ways of our country and the people that founded it. And the handmaidens to the Democrats.
Cassius, I've got only 20 seconds, but I wish I had this mic longer. I appreciate your call. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You
folks,
too.
You guys have a great weekend out there. We've only got 5 seconds to wrap it up. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Kevin Wall will be back here Monday. So stay tuned and enjoy the weekend.
Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo.
790 KVET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!